Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. And that is right. We are right in the middle still of the KJM 10K a day giveaway.
We're not in the middle. We're at the end.
Well, we're not at the end yet, Jay. We have today, 7th, and tomorrow
and Wednesday.
The next day.
It's the last day.
Okay. All right. But the point is we're still doing it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Get in now while it's hot.
Oh, you're creating urgency.
Sense of demand.
$2,500 an hour. 10 past every hour. You give you the winning word. You text it to 777-000 and you're entered for your chance to win $2,500. We've given away $172,500 so far. And we're joined now by Rex Ryan, ESPN NFL analyst. What's up, Rex?
How you guys doing? Did you guys miss me last week?
Of course.
I thought you did. But you know what? I was at Qatar. I was watching our fellow countrymen beat Iran, you know, as they say, Iran. I heard him say the whole time, they're singing, Iran.
Wait, you went?
Iran.
You,
oh, yeah, I was
really?
There. Yeah, I was there.
How
and
was
I
it?
Heard him. It was fantastic. It really was fantastic. But at the end of the game, I go, how come you guys are quiet? How come, where's the, you know, as we're going back out, I'm going, Iran, Iran. I think I ticked off everybody, but either way, it was great to watch our guys win. You know what I mean? It was fun.
Go Team USA.
And then we lost, just to let you know.
Yeah, Coach.
Wow. There it goes.
Coach, the Josh Allen, oh, if only we can get past Patrick Mahomes. Can Justin Herbert even make the playoffs? Lamar Jackson's got to figure out how to beat Patrick Mahomes. All the young guys. Joe Burrow's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Beat him in the AFC Championship game. Beat him last year. Beat him again this year. Why do the Bengals have the Chiefs' number?
It's all about the matchups. And when you have a defensive coordinator from Kansas City that all he wants to do is play man coverage, I mean, he changes it up too. But they
what
play
you say
way too
Rex?
Much man. They play Spags. He plays way too much man. Here's the thing I know for sure. You can't cover T. Higgins man for man, and you darn sure can't cover Ja'Marr Chase man for man, and you're playing man against the best man-throwing quarterback in the league in Joe Burrow. Makes no sense. I was not surprised by the outcome. I picked the Bengals in this yesterday, and it's a horrible matchup. And then defensively, you've got to be able to rush the passer for four quarters against Patrick Mahomes. And the Bengals don't have the depth other teams do, but they have two guys that are in phenomenal shape, you know, and they're two defensive ends. So that's what you got to do. It's a bad matchup for Kansas City, and it's going to be a bad matchup the next time they play too.
You know, that's what I was telling the guys. I've been saying that to them, Rex. It's not about Joe Burrow, this or that. It's a bad matchup. When they got three guys across the board and you don't have three corners that can cover down and you have to pick and choose, okay, well, I'm going to play zone, but you got a Boyd that can slice in the zone in the middle there, make a few catches. You got a big body T. Higgins that can do the same thing. Ja'Marr Chase is more of a man-to-man type receiver who can run away from people, stop on a dime, give some change, and start right back up. The problem that they have is basically just like you said, when you're sitting back in man-to-man and you don't have the guys that can do that, you're going to get exposed. And that's exactly what happened is they got exposed.
Yeah, they're lining up like they got Willie Brown and Darrell Revis and, you know, Deion Sanders out there. You don't have them. And that's what it takes to cover those guys. Ja'Marr Chase, like there's some of these receivers in the league. Ja'Marr Chase, Davante Adams, the guys like that, nobody can cover them man for man. Nobody. And when you're out there and doing those things, I'm like, forget it. You're going to lose this game.
Where do you think the Bengals rank in the AFC?
Well, yesterday I put them in my final four because, you know, that was the college deal. And I have them in the final four, not in the AFC, but in the entire NFL. So we'll see. Right now they are so dangerous to me because they're getting their guys healthy. Look, Joe Mixon never even played. So they got Pete, you know, the running back.
Number 24.
Ron,
he was 24
Ron.
Or 30.
Yeah. And so P. Ron or whatever. But both of them are good backs. And so now you got more depth. Your offensive line is getting better each week. This is going to be a tough match. I mean, this group right here is going to be a handful against anybody they play.
Are the Niners done in the NFC now that Jimmy G's not the quarterback?
Yeah, you know, like Key, I think this. Like, they're going to be okay. You know, we're talking about, hey, no, they're going to be just fine. just fine doesn't mean you're going to win the Super Bowl. I think they're going to need Garoppolo at some point. I mean, they're going to miss him. The kid did a nice job in relief in this game. And when you have the number one defense in the league, you'll have a chance as long as you protect the football. They have plenty of weapons. But I don't think – are they done as a Super Bowl, legitimate Super Bowl team? I think so. Now, I don't think they're done. They're clearly going to be in the playoffs, and they may win a game. But I just don't see them taking the long road over some of these other teams.
Here's what I would say to that, Coach. I think if anything were to happen perfectly for the Niners, it happened perfectly. This isn't the last game of the season, right, going into the playoffs. So now you got Jimmy G gone. They got a championship-caliber defense on display yesterday, as we saw, outside the long touchdown run by the I don't remember who it was, but the first play of the game, yep. And then Tyreek on a deep crosser. They really kept the Dolphins in check for the most part, harassed Tua all day long on one of the most explosive offenses in the league. With this, with the kid having the opportunity to now take over and got about five games to play before they hit the playoffs, he's going to get the experience. They're going to be able to understand, as you know, Rex, okay, we can't do this with him, but we can do this with him. Sort of kind of like the Jimmy G early on experiment where they got a solid defense and not asking him to do too much. And you know what the X factor is? And I know you know. That dude number 23.
No question.
That Joker there?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
and once he gets going again for these next several games, the 49ers are going to be a tough out.
Well,
they just are.
That's an interesting take because, I get where you're coming from. I was actually impressed with Purdy in this game. And what I was impressed with most was Miami's not an easy team to look good against. And you're going to see all the pressure that they put up there. They put them all up there, and you've got to be able to make quick decisions, get the ball out of your hand quick. And the kid did that. So, to me, that was impressive. I just think, I have a tough time believing you're going to win with a third-string quarterback. I just have a tough time believing that.
No, I know. You
know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, but the reason I'm saying they're going to be okay is because he's got time now, right?
Yeah.
Whatever little bumps are going to be in the road toward the playoffs, that could happen right now, and they can smooth out as they go. Speaking of lumps and bumps and smoothing things out, our boy Mike White over at the Jets. Is it his job? I know he lost to Minnesota,
and
but is it his now?
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's his job. I don't think he secured it yet. But when you put up 500 yards, that's pretty impressive. Obviously, they got to fix some of the red zone issues they had. But I'm impressed with their defense. I'm impressed with the fight of their football team. When they got down as many points as they did in that game and they fought the way they did, good things are going to happen to this football team, heading down. You put that kind of effort in, trust me, this team is going to be there at the end. This kid needs to improve a little bit, as the year goes on, making those intermediate to deeper throws. But I like the competitive fire in this kid. He made a great quarterback sneak to score where they said he didn't get in initially. Dude's competitive as hell. That whole football team is. And are they more competitive with him at quarterback than Zach Wilson? I think they are right now.
But do you think we'll see Zach Wilson get another shot at it before the season's over?
Jay, I'm not sure. It depends on what goes on. They have some, if there's some bumps in the road and they feel good that maybe this kid has gotten his mechanics better, all that, do they put him back in the fire? I'm not sure about it. It's easy to sit back here and say, no, why would you do that? But that would be with the mindset that you've given up on him. I don't believe Robert Saleh and company have given up on
Zach
Wilson.
Keep that stat up on the TV. Look at that. Like, okay, most passing yards in Jets history in a single game without a TD. Now, you don't want to be on that list on the one hand. On the other hand, with Joe Namath and Ken O'Brien, not bad company for Mike White.
No, and the thing is, Barrios got to catch that ball.
Got to catch
a chance
it.
To win it. How do you drop that thing?
Right.
How do you? That thing's supposed to stick to your hands. All it was was a little stick route and hook up. Bam! It's a bang bang. You're supposed to
look
catch
at Garrett
that.
Wilson,
exactly.
By the way. Look at Garrett Wilson. The difference between him and Zach with Zach Wilson and him with Mike White. Big difference.
Yeah, this Garrett Wilson's absolutely legit and a guy that. The thing I'm impressed with most by him is the contested catch. Like, this guy flat out will go fight it. Strong hands. I love
he's
this
coming,
guy.
He's coming to the game with you for sure, Rex. He's going to be right there with you at the game, standing right there with you on the sideline. He got some fight in him.
Hey, no
doubt. Coach, it is 10 after the hour. Do you know what we do at 10 after every hour?
Money.
We're giving cash away.
We're giving cash away 10 after every hour, $2,500. Time for the winning word.
Money. KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
And the winning word of the hour, which you text to 777-000-777-000 when you hear it, is special, S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Text special to 777-000. You might win $2,500. We're about to give our give away our $175,000. Maybe it'll be you who wins the $2,500. Can Jalen Hurts catch Patrick Mahomes in the MVP race?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is that time on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Key, you got your observations.
I do, and I'm trying to find them.
Let me tell you, while you're looking for them, not only about the KJM 10K a day giveaway, we're giving away $10,000 every hour. You listen for the winning word this hour. Wait, we just switched it up. What's the winning of this hour? Was it special this hour?
Yes.
S-P-E-C-I-A-L, the 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500. Key observation is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save. Go ahead, Key.
Pizza's all the same, whether it's India anywhere. That's one of my observations. Never mind. But I found them. Hit it, Yates.
Number one.
Number one is Jalen Hurts, still the MVP, right, in my opinion. He's taken over Patrick Mahomes as an MVP. You look at what he did yesterday. I mean, look, Tennessee was supposed to go in there, slow the game down, run the football, do all these sort of things, and make Jalen Hurts have to throw the football. Well, guess what? They made him throw the football, and he delivered. Not only did he deliver in the air, he also delivered on the ground. You can't tell me he's not going into this week as the leading candidate to be the MVP. But knowing Caesar Sportsbook, it'll be like Josh Allen 1, Tua 2, Patrick Mahomes 3, and Hurts 4.
Number 2.
And number two on my list, Miami did exactly what I thought they would. They would go up against a solid defense in the San Francisco 49ers. They would take a long trip from the South all the way to San Francisco and they would have a few stick plays that make you go, this offense is pretty good. Once things settle down, as I said, that defense will take over. And that's what they did. They harassed Tua all night long. And when you made him pull a ball down and have to look to three and four different wide receivers in a short period of time, he struggled. Now, that's not to say Miami's not making it to the playoffs or they're not going to do this or that. I think they still got a pretty good football team. But they ran up against a top-notch defense, the number one defense in the National Football League, and this is the first real test outside of that Buffalo Bills game with a top defense, and they struggled.
Number three.
Green Bay's not done. They're still in it. The Green Bay Packers are still in it. Look, think about it. Especially now that you got the tie with the Commanders and the Giants. Obviously, the Falcons are still trying to clunk along. The Lions are clunking along. Seattle's right there in the mix to win the division. As far as that 6 or 7 spot, I wouldn't just count Green Bay out just yet.
Number four.
Cincinnati Bengals, and James is going to hate this, but he understands it's the regular season, and the Bengals own the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season. What? Although they did beat them in the AFC Championship game a year ago. Sometimes your kryptonite is something that you have to figure out. And right now, it's Cincinnati for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. They're secondary, trying to play man-to-man against this three-headed receiving monster in Boyd, Higgins, and Chase. It's very difficult. It's a bad matchup. Until Spagnuolo decides that he's going to mix coverages up, these are the results that you're going to continue to keep seeing, James. I hate to say it.
Number five.
And number five, the clock is a-ticking on the Chargers. I know. Justin Herbert, he's the guy. He's a this. He can't win. He's not winning at the level that you should be winning, despite not having Williams in the lineup and having Keenan Allen, despite having a lead and then surrendering it to the Raiders and getting completely shellacked in the second half of the game. I don't know where it's going to end for the Chargers, but they are charging right now. I don't know what it's going to end for Brandon Staley, but something feels like a Sean Payton smelling is coming down the pipeline at some point in time if Brandon Staley doesn't get things turned around and find themselves in the playoffs.
All right, wait, that was it. Those are five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, if I'm counting correctly. So, guys.
Can I just make a point off Keith's thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to tackle the line. Keith, with Brandon Staley, 6-6 right now. So, next two games at home, Dolphins, Titans, right? Should probably go. You should at least win one of two of those games, right? If not, go 2-0 at home, right?
Well, what if you go 0-2 at home?
Then he should be done.
Yeah, remember, home ain't really home.
That's true.
If Miami Dolphins, believe it or not, their fan base, it travels weird. It's a weird little traveling fan base, which means that they may have more fans in the damn stands than the Chargers.
Chargers always been that team, too, Key. Like, since San Diego's kind of, you know, military town, it's transient. They have a lot of other fans back then. Now that they're in L.A., still, that's a destination. You could flood them with Miami fans who are – Miami has a sneaky national following.
I'm just saying they're still right there in the wild card spots, right? So you look at this team, Dolphins, Titans, and at Colts, Rams, at Broncos. They should win those three games. All right, so they're still right there in position, Keith.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
I hear what you're saying, though, about Sean.
They're in position.
Yeah.
But you're 6-6. They didn't come into this year to be 6-6 right now, 12 games in the season.
Understood.
And they've had some injuries along the way. But that they didn't anticipate losing to the Raiders, for crying out loud. Okay? They didn't anticipate being in this situation when they went out and got Khalil Mack and paid Jackson all the money to come over from New England. They just didn't – it wasn't something that they paid Derwin James, Mike Williams. They just didn't say – they didn't say, oh, 6-6, this is what we're looking for.
I want to get to the Eagles, but real quick, guys, do you think Chargers fans, some of them, are rooting maybe to not make the playoffs so they get Sean Payton? Like, if I'm a Chargers fan, I might be thinking, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year this. I want Sean Payton. You know, if I'm a Chargers fan, I want Sean Payton. And nothing against Staley, I just want Sean Payton.
You can have both, right?
But what if they all of a sudden are in the playoffs and they get hot? So you don't want to.
Well, that makes my question stupid if that happens. Right?
Only thing that comes out of this season good for them is making the playoffs and getting Sean Payton.
Hey, That's right. Key, that's exactly right. And if you get both right, Jay, that might not be mutually exclusive, right? Wait, we think, yeah, we made the playoffs.
No, I ain't saying getting both. I'm just saying draft status doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So losing games,
it's
not going to matter.
Right, right. Here's the question, guys. We were asking this of the Bills before the season, right? But in fairness, we were talking about top to bottom, the Eagles might have the best roster in the NFC before the season started, right? A lot of people took the Cowboys. I thought, ah, look at that front to back, right? The Eagles kind of like a poor man's Bills, poor man's nothing. The Eagles have one loss on the season. And Key, remember when I was like, I look at a team and I ask, is that a one loss team? Nah, they're probably going to get popped here. Oh, the way they're beating the brakes off some good teams now, maybe they are a one-loss team. Can they run the table the rest of the way, the Eagles?
They're a two-loss team. I believe they're going to lose to the Cowboys in Texas Stadium. That's just my belief. But that's okay. They'll still hold the number one seed. And when you look at it, everybody wanted to know, Jay included, and bringing you in this. Yes, I am starting problems with you. You wanted to see them play a good team. Well, they played the Tennessee Titans. And you don't think the Tennessee Titans miss A.J. Brown? I mean, it is just ridiculous to see how Jalen Hurts has developed. I'm going to use that word because that's what people want me to say. They want to say he's developed as a passer, you know. Isn't it amazing that this dude is just ridiculously a dime maker at the passing position at quarterback?
Well, A.J. Brown will find out about your quarterback. What you know is Tannehill is okay. But when Jalen Hurts got him, he's an MVP-level player. Like, it's stark. It's obvious.
Well, he'll probably win the MVP if he keep on this pace.
It's just the way, I mean, their defense is up to par. And, Key, you're right. I mean, one of the challenges you've had with the Eagles is that the schedule, right, that they've had, like the competition, and that's something that people have been using against them. Like, there's no doubt for me that this team is a Super Bowl-contending team. I do think, though, I keep finding myself just advancing 2 weeks on the NFL schedule to the meaningful game of Eagles-Cowboys, though. Because for me, like, that's a Super Bowl championship-type game.
Yeah, but they can't let their guard down, Jay.
I understand.
They can't play teams in front of you. They can't look that far in advance. They got to, you know, coaching speed. You got to play one game at a time,
I'm telling you what I'm doing as a fan.
Here's why they are a Super Bowl caliber team. Because what do they do that's extremely well? Is they play against bad teams and they beat them. But then when they play against good teams that people perceive as good, Minnesota's record, they beat them. They beat them down. Then you're like, anybody.
You talking about the Cowboys now?
No, he's talking about
Eagles. About Philly, man. Stay focused. I'm talking about Philadelphia.
Well, because Cowboys also shellacked.
Then when you look at what they did against Minnesota, right? Everybody's questioning Minnesota. Well, Minnesota just keeps winning. The record is what it is. Now you look at the Eagles against the Titans. Oh, the Titans, they're going to run the ball. They're going to slam on the clock. They got Derrick Henry. They erased that immediately. That went away.
Mm-hmm.
Went away. You know, Jalen Hurts was something like 40 or 29 for 380, three touchdowns, and he rushed for a touchdown. I mean, like, come on, man. If that ain't MVP-type stuff, if Patrick Mahomes did that same thing or if Josh Allen did that same thing, as they say, keep that same energy.
I mean, I think Mahomes has had a better season so far. He's better than Hurts. I think he should be MVP right now, but it's not impossible that Hurts could win it. By the way, notice Jordan Davis gets back. Right, there's a reason they drafted him in the first round. Really? They're taking a D tackle? He gets back. All of a sudden, Philly can't stop the run. They looked pretty good against the run last night or yesterday, didn't they? They looked pretty good with big old Georgia defensive tackle right in the middle. It makes a big difference. All right. What makes the Bengals such a bad matchup for the Chiefs? Dan Orlovsky joins us next. Key, if you could have just told us what makes them a bad matchup, we wouldn't need Dan here, but you refuse to tell us. Keyshawn, J. Willem X, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Burrow wants to throw. Short pass. Caught at the 5.
Boom.
Chris Evans into the end zone. Touchdown, Bengals.
When you come to Cincinnati or when you play Cincinnati and you're the Chiefs, it's going to be a tough time to get a W.
Our guys just made plays, you know, and that's we just told our guys, cut it loose. You know, there's no fear of failure in this building. We want to go be aggressive, go make plays.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio, joined as we are on Mondays by Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst. Good morning, Dan.
What's up, bud?
I mean, what's up is, and Key and you will tell me all about the matchups and the receivers and this and that. All I know about this cat, Joe Burrow, gangster, is when last seen in college football, he capped the greatest season in the history of college football with the greatest performance in a championship game in the history of college football.
Yeah.
Followed that, the next time we saw him healthy on an NFL field, he was walking into the Super Bowl in a mink and jewelry, right? Like, the dude is just, Joe. Hey, can Josh Allen, can Lamar Jackson, can just overcome Justin Herbert, overcome Patrick Mahomes? This dude's never lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I think overall Cincinnati's a more clutch football team right now than Kansas City is. And it's a bad matchup for Kansas City. The reality is this, the defensive plan for Cincinnati is always a good matchup versus Kansas City, and then Cincinnati wants to play in the perimeter and Kansas City allows you to defensively. I say this out of absolute respect and love and admiration for Patrick. I think Patrick's the best player in the NFL. So many teams right now are chasing, finding their Patrick Mahomes, and I think that teams are making a mistake doing that. Patrick's an outlier. You're not going to find another Patrick right now. If I was a young dad who had a kid playing quarterback, or I was an NFL team, I would try to teach my kid to play the way Joe does, or try to find the next Joe Burrow.
Athletic, but not. It's not going to blow you away like Josh Allen.
Right.
Read it quick. Get the ball out fast, accurately.
Heart rate is here the whole time. Ridiculous anticipation. Great pocket movement and mechanics. I mean, if you watch him, he never takes two hands off the ball in the pocket. I think that's a lost art with quarterback play a lot of times. Ridiculous ball placement, understanding on this play, this is the way I got to play versus the defense. Just Patrick's such an outlier, and so many teams are trying to find the Patrick, and if I was a team, I'd try to find that Joe, because I think it's more realistic to find a guy that might be like pretty good at that stuff and just harp on becoming great.
Hey, Zach Wilson, stop looking at Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, start looking at Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I just think and my son's 10, I'm going to teach my son to play the way Joe does.
No, you don't teach your son. Get some other quarterback to teach your son how to play. Don't you dare, Dan. Don't you dare. Hey, Danny. You know I had to take a shot.
That was well
you.
Done.
Oh, no, you set it up. Teed it right off. Boom. Where are the Bengals, though, dog? Where are they in the AFC hierarchy? Are they? Because I get it. Yeah. They beat Kansas City last year. Yay! They went to the Super Bowl, and they lost one throwaway. Aaron Donald, I get all that Mac stuff. But where are they at right now today in the AFC?
I mean, they're just as good, if not – they're just as good as both Kansas City and Buffalo. I think there's three elite. I would be shocked if two out of those three aren't in the AFC championship game teams, and that's Cincinnati, that's Kansas City, and that's Buffalo. The Dolphins are right into that conversation, so to speak, as well, but – Here's the thing with Kansas City, or here's the thing with Cincinnati, Key. One, the quarterback. Yeah. Two, the perimeter players.
Yep.
Three, I'm efficient enough in the run game. Their defense, we've talked about it on NFL Live, constantly changes. They got two ends in Hendrickson and Hubbard that are maniacal rushers. They're good in coverage. They got active backers. I mean, this is a really, really – and I think they're clutch. And I think that they are a team that has a lot of confidence
in their
ability.
Can they go into Buffalo, though?
Absolutely.
Can they go back into Kansas City?
But Keon, one of the things we're not hearing about, you don't hear anybody talking about the woes of Cincinnati's offensive line anymore.
Well,
they're playing better.
Well, here's the thing, too, Jay, because it's a fair point. Everyone was like, oh, my gosh, this unit stinks, because quarterback play and offensive line play are often connected, and we don't talk about that enough. Joe missed all of training camp because of the surgery. The offensive line did not play a single snap in the preseason together, that group of five. So that takes time of, hey, I'm the right tackle and I'm the right guard, and we're getting a stunt with two twisting guys, and how are we passing it off? Where's the nonverbal communication? You know, our double team, how long are our shoulders going to stay connected on that double team when we're climbing up to a backer? Last year we did it this way. This year it's a different guy. So, quarterback, it's cover two. And instead of, you know, what you saw yesterday was so often quarterbacks, Jay, when we play against zone coverage, we read things low or deep to low, high to low, far to short. Joe has realized with this offensive line, I don't care. I'm reading it short to deep. I'm gonna get my snaps.
Yeah,
I'll get the ball out and make it second and six, second and five. Great, and that's helping the offensive line play better. You know, so
the running game, whole
it's
game.
It's all connected. It's all connected. Those two things.
No, you're totally right about being able to be in sync together.
Yeah,
I remember when I used to have to, me and Jason Witten would have to go from the end to the backer scraping, and sometimes I take the end and hold him off, and he jumps to the backer, and sometimes vice versa. But we knew. Because we had practiced it, in depending on the team. And if we didn't practice it and we played against a team, all of a sudden we put it in and we start doing it, it slips away. Because I'm thinking, okay, he's going to get him. Mm-hmm. And he's thinking, I'm going to get him. And all of a sudden the dude just blows by us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also, too, like what you saw, Kansas City, and this was my concern with Kansas City. Like, straight up, I have more faith and confidence that Cincinnati's defense can find a way to get a stop than I do Kansas City's. And this was my concern with Kansas City in the offseason, was they're that team that who's their elite pass rusher outside of Chris Jones? Who's their guy? Who's their pass rusher?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, Cincinnati, I know, like Hendrickson, I know. Mm-hmm. Sam Hubbard, pretty darn good. Now, I just don't know.
This has been Kansas City the whole time, is can Mahomes overcome? Can the defense bend but not break and Mahomes be incredible, That's been the whole thing.
In coverage, who's their guy?
I can tell you, Dan, I know who's San Francisco's guy. At pass rushing, I can certainly tell you that.
Yeah,
but no question about it.
How do you think? Be just fine, Key.
I know. What do you think, though, in terms of Tua's performance?
Yeah.
Yesterday, outside of the first play of the game.
Yep.
Outside the first play of the game, what do you think about that performance?
I think you walk away if you're Tua in Miami and you go, "That's not us. That's not who we've been, and that's not who we're going to be." I think. I have to say this about San Francisco's defense, and Key, you know I talked about this on live last week. Tua's the best in the NFL using his eyes.
Yes.
What San Francisco did was not listen to them, not pay attention to them, not respect the tricks. You know, Tua's great with, like, I'm looking to my right, but I'm only looking to my right for a specific thing, and I'm hitching my body because I know I'm opening up something to the left. Fred was phenomenal. Warner was phenomenal. Like, I'm not going there, Tua. I know that you're looking first to try to move me. You know, that first look, they didn't pay attention to. So San Francisco was great with that. But I think, like, if you watched, there was like 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. And I had looked up after watching the tape and looked at my notes. There were four drops and five uncharacteristic misses. Not misses where you sat there and
go. Why, I was going to ask you about that. Why was his balls high yesterday, though?
Yeah.
Like, he threw a lot of high balls.
Yeah, I think that I'm because a little bit of, like, a little bit of trying to force balls into windows, trying to force some throws over coverage because they didn't listen. The window wasn't as big as it has been this year. Nerves. I mean, they hit him a little bit early on. I don't walk away going, oh, Tua got exposed. You know, I just sit there and you go, that's not us. That's not what we've been. That's not who we are. And that's like an encouraging thing for me if you're Miami.
Can you say it louder for the people in the back that you don't feel like Tua got exposed? You just feel like that's just a
– No, it's okay. Also –
I'm just making sure that
I'm
clarifying.
Honestly, you know what I was –
Yeah, I don't think he got exposed.
You know what I was
either?
Thinking about watching that game, though? All those people that were on TV this past week going, well, the 49ers defense is good, but they haven't played anyone.
Well, I mean, you know, they played the New Orleans Saints. They played, who was it? They played the Arizona Cardinals. They played the Rams. Are you out of your mind? I'm like, it doesn't matter. If they're doing everything right, just like Dan
the
said,
they're suffocating
they were not
people.
Worried about Tua's eyes. They did everything right.
And by the way, Tua has put enough equity in. He got enough money in the bank this year that he's reached the level this year, at least right now, where one bad game, everyone has a bad game.
Everyone has
one or two bad games. He's entitled to a bad game.
I don't think Tua played poorly. I don't. I think that one interception is a miscommunication. I think the other interception's a poor throw, but like it could hit the ground as well. Again, four drops.
Yep.
I don't walk away.
One of them, the first interception by Ward was a hell of a play.
Yeah,
he dove over the top.
Yeah,
the other one slipped through the hands, and Diamador Lenore did what he was supposed to do, which catch a deep ball.
Yeah,
he threw a couple passes that I was like, come on, man, you're going to get that dude ribs exposed. Other than that, he did okay.
I'm not concerned about Tua at all. I thought he played fine.
Congratulations to Dan Orlovsky on UConn making a bowl game.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
UConn, Marshall and Myrtle Beach Bowl. That's
put
right.
It all over Marshall.
Is that the first bowl game in like 30 years or something?
Same, it's the same length of time as the USA.
Did the college football playoff committee get it right?
4 years ago, man. Leave us alone.
Did the college football playoff committee get it right? Why
just
did
don't
Ohio
coach
State
your son
make it over Alabama? We're about to get into all that, Dan. Thank you.
They had to.
Yeah, of course.
They had to.
We're going to get into it.
Be good. Good luck with Keaton, I guess.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. Today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80. And when you hear Shook Ones Part 2 by Mobb Deep, of course you know you're about to hear Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, because he personally requested this of our Alan Yates. He said, yo, Yates, check this out, man. Yo, when I come on KJM, yo, you got to play that Mobb Deep, son.
Hit me with a shun, too.
He hit him with a shun, right, Paul? Shun, he's son. Like, yo, shun, yo, I got to hear Shook Ones Part 2, son. There it is. The Paul Feinbaum Show joins us. By the way, Paul is brought to you by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Paul, let's start right out of the gate. Did the college football playoff committee get it right?
They did. They really had two important decisions to make, Max. They had to determine who was number three or four. One and two was self-evident. And what they did was kept TCU at three. Why? Because they played a conference championship game after an undefeated season, went into overtime. And then they tried to figure out what to do with Alabama and Ohio State. And in some ways, they made that decision the previous week when they ranked Ohio State over Alabama. Neither playing in the conference championship game. The only thing that came up over the weekend, other than carnage everywhere, was Nick Saban going everywhere to campaign. He went on the Fox halftime show. That's not even the network that broadcast the SEC, campaigning there. He went to ESPN. I'm sure he probably called all three of you at home, and he failed to move the committee members.
When you look at these matchups, out of the four teams in the two matchups, which one intrigued you the most, Paul?
Keyshawn, I think it's the second one on New Year's Eve, and that's Ohio State and Georgia. We know about Georgia, but what do we know about Ohio State? They came off one of the most embarrassing losses in Ryan Day's tenure there, And they had to sit around and watch and stew, and you can relate to that better than most of us, you know, what it's like to be humiliated and have everybody on the national stage say you don't belong in. And now they have an opportunity. And quite frankly, I think they're in a really interesting spot on New Year's Eve against Georgia, which to me is the best. You've never been there before, have you?
You're not slick. I heard you say that. Look, Caleb Williams got hurt on Friday night, okay? If he didn't get hurt, we win that game.
It's okay, team excuses. You know. It's okay. Paul, I do want to say this, though. Coming off getting blitzed in Columbus by Michigan, if they get blitzed by Georgia, what do you think is going to happen with Ryan Day at Ohio State?
Yeah, great question here because of this reason. I said last week to some people, yeah, let's slow down on the hot seat conversation because of the loss to Michigan. Next year, he can undo that perhaps. He got a gift, and he's also got something that he may not really have wanted, because if the same thing happens, then I think the hot seat talk starts early. And I don't mean hot seat in terms of firing Ryan Day. His resume is exemplary, but just in terms of is he the right coach? Can he get this thing heading in the right direction on the biggest stage? Ohio State's not about beating Maryland and Northwestern. It's about competing and winning national championships. He's had one shot against Alabama a couple of years ago, only lost by 28 points. He's been in the playoffs as well the previous year. But at some point, you have to do it at Ohio State. You can't sit around. And this is his moment, I think, to just scrape away the bad feelings of the last 2 years.
Paul, let's go back to Friday night. USC plays Utah.
Okay, sure.
No, I don't care about the game. I want to ask you about Caleb Williams, though. Caleb gets hurt in the game. Okay. He tries to fight through it. Is he still, in your mind, going to take that Heisman Trophy?
I think he is, and I was hoping you would help me because I haven't voted yet. I really wanted to wait it out. I felt Friday night in the first half it was unanimous. By the end of the game, I still felt like he deserved it, and I really didn't see anything over the weekend that changed my mind. Stetson Bennett played really well. He's built a brilliant resume, but you understand what this award is about. It's the most outstanding player. And I think he has been the most outstanding player. You tell me this, Keyshawn, where would SC be without Caleb Williams?
Well, we wouldn't be nearly – first of all, we wouldn't have been in the conversation of the Final Four, that's for sure. And look, in the game, he got hurt. The game completely changed when he couldn't use his legs and run around and do magic like Patrick Mahomes. There's no question about it. I just didn't know – if for some reason somebody did enough over the weekend to surpass him.
I don't think so. Yeah, I right now, and you know, we're not allowed to reveal our ballots, although I'm going to tell you, short of something bizarre happening, I would vote for Caleb Williams. I think he deserves it, and quite frankly, I think he'll win it.
Yeah.
Paul, real quick, what do you think about Michigan and the job Coach Harbaugh has done with his team and J.J. McCarthy?
Phenomenal. It's just hard to believe conversations we were all having 2 years ago, mainly me, about why he needs to go. It's a really great lesson, Jay Will, and I know you talk about a lot about this on your podcast and on your NPR show, about overcoming the odds of when everyone in the country thinks you're wrong. Mm. And quite frankly, he did that. They slashed his salary. They would have fired him had it not been COVID. And look at the last 2 years. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Paul, real quick, 10 seconds. Did Colorado do the right thing with Deion?
They did. Now, the question is, did he? They've got a seminal hire there. I think it's a really tough job, but I do believe Deion is off to a phenomenal start. But can he get the players there? That's ultimately the question.
Yeah, he'll dig. Prime will get guys there. That's, you know, the question is, how long is he going to be there for me? Paul Feinbaum, host of the Paul Feinbaum Show, the great Paul Feinbaum, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Paul. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Much more coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio.
ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.